Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're cutting through the noise to understand a major shift in the cybersecurity world, something that could impact businesses of all sizes, really, but especially small and medium-sized ones. We've got a stack of fascinating sources here, and our mission, as always, is to pull out the key insights, the surprising facts, so you walk away instantly well-informed. Okay, so we're talking about none other than Jen Easterly, former director of CISA, the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. She's just announced her appointment to the advisory board of Huntress. And this is actually her very first private sector role since leaving government service back on January 20th, 2025.
Yeah, and what's really compelling here, I think, is that this isn't just, you know, a simple career change for her. It feels much more like a strategic alignment, one that could fundamentally reshape how cybersecurity is approached for, well, potentially countless organizations. We're going to really dig into the sources, distill the core takeaways, and try to understand the full picture and what it means for you.
Absolutely. And to really grasp the significance, we need to understand Jen Easterly's journey, right? I mean, it's quite a career. She led CISA for nearly 4 years, turned it into this massive $3 billion operation, over 10,000 people. But what really stands out, for me anyway, is her deep passion for protecting what she calls target-rich, resource-poor entities. That phrase itself tells you a lot, doesn't it?
It really does. Those vulnerable, often under-resourced organizations.
Yeah.
That's exactly where her philosophy just aligns perfectly with what Huntress is trying to do. And her background, well, it's incredibly extensive. It goes way beyond just CISA. She's a combat veteran, a former Wall Street tech executive.
Yeah.
She actually built Morgan Stanley's Cybersecurity Fusion Center, plus, you know, significant roles at the NSA, National Security Council, under President Obama. Our sources do mention a brief situation with West Point rescinding a teaching position, but her focus seems clearly on, quote, moving forward and working with companies like Huntress.
You mentioned her time at Morgan Stanley, building that fusion center. How does that specific sort of hands-on corporate experience maybe differentiate her approach compared to someone maybe solely from government or military? Does it give her a unique insight into, like, the private sector's immediate needs?
Oh, that's a great point. I think it's critical, actually. Because unlike a government agency where mandates, well, they come from a different place, building something like that on Wall Street means you understand the immediate, tangible business risks of cyber threats. You know, the financial impact, the regulatory heat, the need for efficiency, the constant pressure from sophisticated adversaries. That operational bottom line perspective, it's going to be invaluable for Huntress, especially for meeting the needs of businesses that, you know, don't have infinite budgets.
Right. And it's worth remembering, too, during her time at CISA, she really championed those secure by design principles, this whole idea of advocating for security to be, like, baked into products from the very beginning, not just an afterthought. So now with Huntress, this philosophy could translate directly into product development. You could imagine Huntress pushing their tools to not just find vulnerabilities, but maybe even help prevent them in the software their clients use, or influencing how Huntress itself builds security into its own core architecture. It's a shift, right? From reaction to prevention.
Yeah, a fundamental shift.
So, okay, with Jen Easterly's impressive background in mind, the question becomes, which private sector player is, well, important enough for her first post-government move? And that brings us squarely to Huntress, valued around, what, $1.5 billion as of 2024. Co-founded back in 2015 by Tyle Hansloven, John Farrell, and Chris Bisnett. What makes them unique in what feels like a pretty crowded cybersecurity market? Why draw this kind of talent?
Well, Huntress's core mission, really, is about democratizing enterprise-grade cybersecurity. What they do is provide managed endpoint detection and response, or EDR, services. Think of EDR as like a constant watchful eye on every device in your network, laptops, servers looking for anything suspicious. And the managed part is absolutely key for SMBs, small and medium businesses. It means Huntress provides the sophisticated tools and the human experts, the people actually monitoring those tools 24/7, so you don't need your own massive security team in-house. Kyle Hansloven, one of the co-founders, he drew on his own background, Air Force, Cyber Ops, NSA. He saw this critical vulnerability gap. Smaller businesses were just far more exposed than, say, the big Fortune 500s.
And their approach sounds really innovative, focusing on persistent threat detection, identifying what they call footholds. That's when attackers use, like, common operating system features, persistence mechanisms, services, scheduled tasks, things like that, to stay in. They're looking for those hidden ways attackers linger.
Exactly. It's not just the initial break-in, it's how they stay in. Imagine, like you said, a burglar who doesn't just break in, but then secretly installs a tiny, legitimate-looking key somewhere innocuous, like a scheduled task or a service that normally helps the computer run. This foothold lets them come back whenever they want unseen. Makes it incredibly difficult to detect without that specialized threat hunting.
It's like, yeah, the big fortresses have walls, but maybe the smaller villages just have picket fences. And Huntress is trying to provide better defenses for those villages.
That's a good analogy. And they've certainly made a significant impact already. Huntress protects over 150,000 businesses right now. They do this mainly through partnerships with about 4,000 managed service providers, or MSPs. They grew from basically bootstrap beginnings to roughly $120 million in annual recurring revenue. That's impressive traction. Shows real demand.
So, pulling all these threads together, what's the deeper meaning here, this strategic alliance? From your perspective, what are the most compelling reasons this feels like a really powerful commitment to innovation, especially for those target-rich resource poor folks, beyond just the headline news?
Well, beyond the headline, Easterly's background brings some really concrete strategic advantages to Huntress. For one, her deep understanding of federal cyber initiatives, the regulatory landscape. That means Huntress could be positioned to may proactively shape evolving regulations.
Yeah.
Instead of just reacting, that's a huge advantage. They could bake future compliance into their services now, maybe set a new standard for SMBs. Her CISO experience also gives incredible insight into protecting essential services, which applies directly to many SMBs, actually. And finally, her reputation, her network. That just significantly enhances Huntress's position for bigger opportunities, strategic partnerships. Opens doors.
Yeah, that makes sense. And this partnership does reflect that broader trend we're seeing, the democratization of cybersecurity. You know, historically advanced threat detection response.
Yeah.
That was really just for the big guys, large enterprises with huge security budgets. But companies like Huntress are actively changing that, offering sophisticated protection through these accessible managed service models.
Absolutely. And building on that, it's not just about making it affordable. It's also about a shift in mindset, I think. Recognizing that the weakest link in a supply chain often isn't the giant enterprise. It might be the smaller vendor they rely on.
Mm.
So this partnership could signal a move towards a more, maybe, collective defense strategy across all business sizes. Think about it. Historically, only Fortune 500s could afford the elite threat hunting, the incident response teams that Huntress now offers as a managed service. With Easterly's influence, this could accelerate that democratization even faster, maybe standardizing sophisticated defenses like AI-driven threat intel for businesses that previously only had, you know, basic antivirus, really leveling the playing field.
And speaking of the future, there's one area where this partnership seems poised to make a particularly big mark. Artificial intelligence. AI integration in cybersecurity ops.
Right. Kyle Hanslovan's vision seems pretty clear there. He wants to leverage Easterly's expertise to apply threat intelligence in new ways, to enhance their SOC analysts, their security operations center analysts with AI-driven tools, and deepen collaboration across the whole ecosystem. It's not just about, you know, throwing AI at the problem randomly. It sounds like a smart, focused application.
And Easterly's own perspective on this is very direct. She's famously said something like, any business that doesn't figure out how they can leverage the power of AI to augment and assist the incredible technical talent of humans is not going to be successful in this age.
Hmm. Which aligns perfectly with her previous work at CISA, advocating for systemic safeguards around AI development. So it's not just using AI, but using it responsibly, strategically. Kind of circles back to that secure by design idea in a way. Yeah, it really does. And this partnership, well, it directly tackles several critical challenges for SMBs. We mentioned resource constraints, lack of dedicated IT security staff. That's huge. Then there's the increasing sophistication of threats. Smaller organizations are often seen as easier entry points into bigger supply chains. And finally, you've got growing regulatory compliance demands. Many struggle to meet those internally. So for your business, this could mean a company like Huntress, advised by someone like Easterly, might be better equipped to help navigate upcoming compliance changes, potentially saving headaches, maybe even fines. It's a lot, but the core idea is simple. Catch the subtle signs before they become, you know, a catastrophe.
And Huntress has these incredibly ambitious growth plans, right?
Yeah.
Expanding from 150,000 businesses to potentially millions globally. Easterly's strategic guidance, well, that seems absolutely crucial for pulling off that kind of massive scale up.
Definitely. And zooming out even further, this partnership sets a really powerful precedent, I think, for that government to private sector knowledge transfer in cybersecurity. As cyber threats just get more widespread, more sophisticated, this kind of cross-sector collaboration is, well, it's essential for comprehensive national security. Because the digital security of one business, really can affect so many others.
So wrapping up, we've seen how Jen Easterly's move to Huntress is really far more than just a personnel announcement. It feels like a powerful convergence. Top-tier government expertise meeting private sector innovation. And it's specifically aimed at boosting the defenses of businesses that really need it most. It's proactive, which feels important in this landscape.
Absolutely. And this raises, I think, an important question for you, the listener, to consider. As cyber threats keep evolving, just at an unprecedented pace, how might this blending, this mix of public service insight and private sector ingenuity, how might it actually accelerate the democratization of advanced cybersecurity for all organizations, regardless of their size or resources? It's definitely a thought worth mulling over as we all navigate this increasingly digital world.